Ladies and gentlemen, Second Thoughts on the beat.
And you know,
big up to Lace Cadence. Been looking out for this one, man. I love hip-hop music. I just hate the ego. The politics that follow it, getting caught in it can be lethal. See, I love the community, cause the community will embrace you. But when you turn your back, the community is the people that will hate you. See, everybody's striving for that same shit, to get paid and make it. And I'ma be honest, I'm trying to become famous. So when someone makes a move, watch that person next to you, cause I warn ya, I love hova, but jealousy's the takeover. Here come the meme of, I can't do what he does. And where does that lead us? To the ego that feeds us. I wish that I could just do what I do, but when the door opens for him, I'm afraid there won't be enough room. Comparison's a motherfucker. Like MLK said, we all want that band leader syndrome, and it won't stop. This concept makes me wonder, is it the commodity of the music or the ego that is killing hip-hop? It's the ego that makes me not give respect and death.
I said it's the ego
that makes me talk shit behind people's
you
back.
You know that it's the ego
that's constantly polluting my consciousness, so ingrained in my brain that I can barely even acknowledge it.
It's the ego
that makes the present moment jet lag.
I said it's the ego
that has me tripping about the next
you
man.
You know that it's the ego
that makes me not go to the front of the show, cause the performers have exactly what I want.
I'm so cool,
for real.
No, dude, I'm sick with it, spit it different, and if you just flow too, I listen looking for glitches and rip them to show and prove that my rhythm's a little bit more intricate, just a boost. My ego.